everyone, and thanks for listening to Lib Radio Podcast. I'm Caitlin, and today I'm joined by Fergus O'Connell to talk about his book, The Project Management Book, 50 Ways to Run Successful Projects in Half the Time. Fergus O'Connell is an internationally recognized project management expert, consultant, and speaker who has spent decades helping organizations deliver projects more effectively. He is known for his practical, straightforward approach to project management and for helping teams simplify complex processes to achieve better results faster. The Project Management Book is a concise and highly practical guide designed to help managers, leaders, and professionals run projects more successfully. Through 50 clear and actionable lessons, Fergus explores how organizations and individuals can improve communication, avoid common project pitfalls, manage teams effectively, and deliver outcomes in less time. Hi, Fergus. It's a great pleasure to have you with us on Lib Radio Podcast. I'm very excited to speak with you about your book today, The Project Management Book. How are you doing today?
I'm very good, Caitlin. Thank you. Very good. Good to talk with you.
So let's get into the first question, which is, why did you write The Project Management Book?
I've been doing this, like running my own company, my own consulting company in project management since 1990. And I've learned a lot of stuff. And I wanted to gather it all together in one place. And kind of make it available then to the biggest possible audience. So a book seemed like the natural way to do that. I think when people talk about writing, there are planners and there are people who just kind of let it unfold. I'm very much a planner. Well, you might expect that given it's a project management book. So I set a target, like a word target. The structure was very clear in my head because really I've been assembling this material for a long time. Before I ever thought of writing the book. So the structure was very clear. And then I just went and wrote it. And I looked back over my records, and I think it took me 17 days to write it. And that was spread over about 2.5 months. So it was very quick once I decided to do it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, I guess once you sort of actually do decide to do it, it is exactly like a project. So it's sort of the step.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, you have targets. If you meet the targets, that's great. If you're exceeding the targets, you're ahead of schedule. It was just like that, really. And I think I did it ahead of schedule, but that probably reflects that it was an easy schedule. You know?
So one of the key messages in the book is that projects can be completed in half the time. Why do you think so many projects take longer than they should?
There are a few reasons. I think lots of people don't know project management. I mean, that's one, you know, so they just kind of launch into something and hope it'll be okay. I think there's very much a thing too that we don't treat our days seriously enough. Like if you're trying to get a project done, one of the things you get it done with are people, resources, materials, that kind of thing. But the other thing you use is you use days. And if we don't use the days wisely, like if, for example, you and I don't use today, the 18th of May, wisely, it's not like we can order three more at the end of the day. You know, it's not like we can get more investment. We can't. It's gone. And there are industries, for example, like the filmmaking industry, where they're very conscious of that. I was just reading some stuff recently about this movie, The Odyssey, that's coming out in July. And it was 91 days of shooting. You know, and somebody figured that out in advance. Somebody went through the script for this movie and figured out exactly how many days they would be shooting. And you contrast that with many of our kinds of projects where, you know, we have no idea where the days went. You know, Friday comes around, we're kind of saying, you know, how could it be Friday already? And what did we get done? We're very careless with our days. Whereas in filmmaking, for instance, they're very careful with our days. And I think if we were a lot more careful with our days in our projects, you could easily get projects done, certainly on schedule, and in many cases, much quicker than that. I think if the book has a subtitle, it's that a little planning beats a lot of firefighting. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen over the years is too many people firefighting, too many people saying, you know, we don't have time to plan it, just go do it. And like, it's always the wrong thing to say when you're faced with a project. Any time you spend planning will be repaid by time you don't spend firefighting.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's probably a key message of the book.
For sure. And I think that leads me nicely into my next question, which is what are some of the most common mistakes people make when managing projects?
Well, we have a list of the 12 most common reasons why projects fail. I mean, I'll just give you some of them. The first one is that the goal isn't defined properly, and we only have to look at the war in the Middle East to see an example of that. Here's a colossal project involving vast amounts of resources, money, and there's no clear goal at all. A second common reason is that the goal tends to change over the life of the project. You know, people talk about constantly changing goalposts, and lots of people don't deal with that properly, so that the project becomes a kind of a wild west where, you know, from day to day, we don't know what resources we have, we don't know precisely what the objective is, and that's another very common reason. We don't identify all the stakeholders, you know, and what happens down the line then is somebody appears and says, I'm a stakeholder, and you say, like, who are you and what do you want? So there's three anyway.
But I think your approach to project management is it's practical and very straightforward. But why do you think simplicity is so important in project management?
I think there's a huge tendency to say that because projects are complicated, for example, project management is complicated, and it really isn't. Like, projects may be very complicated technically, logistically, scientifically, but project management isn't really complicated at all. And I think the book certainly makes that point that it kind of doesn't matter how complex the project is in these other ways. Project management isn't complicated. You know, it boils down to, Caitlin, figure out what they want, get people to do it, tell everybody what's going on. You know, there are some very simple things. And it's when those things aren't adhered to that you see the kind of complete disasters that we see on a regular basis.
Yeah, for sure. I think project management is definitely it's a skill that everybody needs these days, which is why I think a lot of many people like associate project management with large corporate projects, but project management skills are now needed in every role. Which so why has project management become such an essential part of workplace skill today?
What I've seen is that more and more organizations are talking about projects, and not just, as you say, the great big set piece kind of projects, but, you know, somebody sitting at their desk and some boss or stakeholder comes along and says, I've got this little project for you. And there seems to be a kind of a feeling that everybody should know how to project manage, that it's a kind of a skill you're born with, like walking or something else. But it isn't a skill that you're born with. It's a skill that you can learn very, very quickly, but it's certainly not a skill that you're born with. And like, my feeling is that project management, maybe it should be given a different name, but it should be taught to everybody who works. And not only that, it should be taught to school children. Like, one of the things I've done is I've written a little book called How to Put a Man on the Moon if you're a kid. And it's project management for kids. I wrote it when my daughter was 12, and she acted as the sort of like editor on it, you know. So I think it's a skill that everyone should have, and we shouldn't be surprised when big grown-up projects go wrong, because like, we never taught the people involved the skills in the first place. You know, we wouldn't, for example, have somebody who wanted to be an accountant and not teach them arithmetic, but we have people who are going to run projects, and we don't teach them project management. Maybe it needs to be given a different name. Maybe it sounds too sort of fancy or complicated or something like that. Or maybe it sounds like it only belongs with big kind of grown up, if I can call them that, projects. But maybe we need to give it a different name. Maybe I'll have to think about that.
You know, I think communication is definitely it's a major theme, and it's a very big part of everything, and even teaching it, like you said, to school children, everything sort of I think it all comes down to communication, because it's sort of such a major theme in successful project management. What role does communication play in whether a project succeeds or fails, do you think?
Well, when we teach this stuff, one of the things we define is what's a successful project. And you can talk about hitting the deadline, you know, coming in within the budget, that kind of stuff. But basically, in two words, a successful project is happy stakeholders. So you tell them what they're going to get from the project, and that's what they get. So in order to do that, then firstly, you've got to ask them what they want, which sets the goal of the project. And then as the project unfolds, you keep them in touch with how it's progressing. And stakeholders, I found, will forgive a lot. A project can go wrong in small ways or big ways, and stakeholders are prepared to forgive that, provided they're kept in the loop. But it's when you kind of pretend everything's okay, for weeks or months, and then suddenly you kind of jump out of the cake and say, oh, we're going to be a year later or something like that. That's what stakeholders can't forgive, and rightly so, they shouldn't forgive it. So, yeah, communication, whether it's going well or going badly, just keep the stakeholders in the loop, and you'll have a lot more successful projects that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to definitely keep communication so your project doesn't lose direction, of course. So one challenge many teams face today is managing projects in such a fast-paced and consistently changing environment. So how can leaders and teams stay adaptable without losing their direction?
They need to have a simple approach. Like, one of the problems I see with project management is these big top-heavy methodologies, so that if the project has to take a turn in direction, it's kind of like, turning a battleship or turning the Titanic or something like that. But if you have a small, agile, easy to use method, which is what our method is, then when these inevitable changes occur, or if you are in a very fast-moving industry like AI or something like that, then you can respond to those changes very quickly. And I think that's the key to it, really, as opposed to, so it's about getting the project done rather than servicing a methodology, which are kind of two separate things, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's interesting you say that because it's such a it's an essential skill for people to learn, and especially for people, I think, early on in their career as well. So what advice would you give to someone early in their career who suddenly finds themselves responsible for managing a project?
Well, by the book, first of all, obviously. Number
Awesome.
two, they could do our 2-day course, and we have different versions of it. We can do it face to face, online. We have a micro learning version of it now. But I mean, to be serious, just get some training. It's not a skill that anybody's born with, but there's plenty of training out there. Obviously, I'd say ours is better than anybody else's, but get some training or buy a book. There's lots of free stuff on the internet as well. I mean, some of it's a fairly dubious quality, maybe, but some of it's very good. And I would say, like, learn the skill, and then you should you can be a lot more confident when you go when your boss comes down and says, I'm handing you the poison chalice project, and by the way, it's got to be done by the end of the year. That awful scary moment.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's such a, I mean, it's such a good point. And I think besides buying the book, if listeners could take away one key lesson from the project management book, what do you think, or what would you want it to be?
I would want it to be this idea that a little planning beats a lot of firefighting. At one stage, I thought it might be the title of the book, really. And if you think of planning in terms of return on investment, you might spend half an hour planning. You might save a day you didn't spend firefighting. You might save a week you didn't spend firefighting. You might save a lifetime of regret, because in that half an hour you spent planning, you found out things that stopped you from committing to something that was crazy. So what I say to people endlessly is, if you're waiting for a meeting to start, do some planning on your project. If you're lying awake at night because you've had too much coffee, like, do some planning. Now, really, you should be sleeping, but any time you spend planning will be repaid by time you don't spend firefighting. And isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's down to just using your time in the best way possible, really. But thank you, Fergus, for joining me on the podcast today. It was an absolute pleasure speaking to you. And we couldn't even touch a fraction of what is in the book. So I encourage our listeners to grab a copy as well. But thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing on LinkedIn, X, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders.
See you next time on LID Radio Podcast.